Hi, good afternoon. My name is Greg Willoughby, and we're going to be talking about aerial applications of foliar controlled release nitrogen and combinations of that with adjuvants, in paying particular attention to deposition of pesticides. Why we're looking into this topic, in all honesty, is farmers want to, if they're paying the dollars that they're paying for the fungicide, for the airplane, their question is, why am I paying for water? And we see this in the ag chem industry, where a lot of times we're looking for 15, 20 gallon rides. Farmers are trying to cut it to 15, 13, 10, and in some parts of the Corn Belt, even sub 10 gallons of water, because it's an efficiency issue as well as a cost issue. So farmers are looking at different ways of trying to increase the return on investment that they're having in these fungicide sprays and insecticide sprays that are being delivered by aircraft, usually during the reproductive timing in corn and soybeans, and to a lesser extent, wheat. So the farmers have been looking at different additives into these. Now, some of these are looking at it from a nutritional standpoint, bioscience, plant growth regulators, and so forth. But the whole idea is trying to increase the ROI of that application. Adding credits to that is some work that has been done by the basics. This was a trial that was done for Syngenta, for example. And in the case of Helena Chemical, where I work, Coron is our foliar nitrogen. This was a trial that was done, replicated up in Wisconsin, 2 gallons area applied at Tassel. And if we look here across, we'll see that the check is at 114, and we'll see that the fungicide treatment goes all the way up to 136. Now, these are on the sands in south central Wisconsin, so yields are typically lower anyway just because of water issues, but in addition to that, you can see the magnitude of the disease factor. When they apply just the nitrogen standpoint, they did see a significant yield increase from the foliar nitrogen. Now, farmers always like to think linear logic, so that if I do this and it's so many bushels, and I do this and it's so many bushels, that if I do them both together, those numbers add up. As agronomists, we know that's not always the case. Sometimes there's antagonism, sometimes there's synergies. Sure enough, when we put these together, we should expect a yield of 141. Instead, we get 151. So there's 10 additional bushels that are coming into play, and this is just one of select trials that I've pulled to demonstrate the process that shows that there is something happening between the fungicide applications and a foliar nitrogen source. Now, the first argument is that may just be deposition. If we take a look instead and look at where an NIS was added in, where we have just the fungicide with an NIS, so it's a coverage issue, yes, those yields are the same statistically. However, when we put Coron into that mix, we go up an additional 7 bushels. So again, it's not a coverage issue per se, because now then we have put something else in there and our yields are still higher than what linearly they should be. This is something that the precision ag world has seen from analyzing data from individual farmers, and has led to a lot of these questions of trying to increase the ROI of that application. Now, how do we look at this data? Because in all honesty, it is very complex and unrealistic of gathering this on research-sized plots. So a lot of this information from a yield perspective has come from the farmer, dealer, or the basic chemical manufacturer's experience. And I give you the example that in a real-world situation, these fungicide applications are going out at 2 gallons per acre being sprayed at 125 miles per hour. In the flip side, to convert that into a plot, typically a 10 by 40 type research plot, we would try to be trying to only spray 2.3 ounces of total carrier volume at the walking speed through standing corn with a boom over our head. Comes into a lot of logistical issues of trying to be realistic in the application methodology of what is happening in the field versus what is happening in the research scenario. So what we have done over the past few years is we have partnered with various organizations. And one of the things we found is it's very hard to look at this because you have different entities in different universities or different parts of the state that regulate or look at aerial application. So we partnered with BASF and the University of Arkansas. We have worked with fly-ins where they calibrate aerial applicators in the University of Illinois. We have done our own private contract with an airplane company or an aerial company in Benkelman, Nebraska. And in the case of Michigan, this work is done by the Michigan Department of Agriculture. So we have partnered with all these different individuals trying to look at how does this foliar nitrogen application, how do adjuvants in that aerial application play into that solution when we're looking at coverage and deposition on a crop canopy. So we're going to go through these. We're going to spend a little bit more time on the first two, kind of give you an idea of how it's set up and how the methodology works, and then we'll hit the high points on the last two trials. So we worked with Dennis Gardeser at the University of Arkansas. Here they're in the biological and ag engineering department, and they did a trial with us and BASF. It was 6 treatments at 2 gallons per acre total carrier volume, 1 treatment at 3 and 1 treatment at 5. And as you look through those 9 different treatments, which we're not going to go into all of them, we have various rates of coron, the 25-00 analysis that we use for row crop production, Sidewinder, which is an adjuvant, which is an HSOC, a high surfactant oil concentrate that's methylated based, water alone at 2 gallons, and then we go into 3 and 5 gallon of water treatments with crop oil concentrates, a drift retardant at a 5% volume for volume basis, and then an untreated check. In the case of this trial, they all have headline included with the chemistry. Okay. And what we see in this slide is we look at the amount of coverage. This is expressed as a decimal percent. And as we look at gallons per acre coverage, gallons per acre on the right vertical, this is graphed from the highest coverage to the lowest. And you'll see that the highest coverage is treatment 7, which was 5 gallons of water per acre. That was the original recommendation that came out when fungicides were being aerially applied to corn. Follow up to that, though, we can see that we can get the same statistical coverage amount with 2 gallons of a foliar nitrogen, in this case coron, with an HSOC, the Sidewinder. A drift retardant at a 5% volume then is significantly lower, and then as water is introduced to those treatments, we see that drop of about 20% of using water as part or all of the carrier volume versus the foliar nitrogen as the standard carrier volume. When we look at driftable fines, we talk about micron size, and we break that down and we look at microns. You can see there that the foliar nitrogen does increase the micron size. There is a lot of concern, and we'll talk about the Michigan study in particular. The Department of Ag was very curious on, are we increasing driftable fines with these foliar nitrogen products, or how are adjuvants playing in? And as you look across here, again, you see the trend that as water increases into the dilution mix, the amount of driftable fines increases because the micron size goes lower. The foliar nitrogen or the adjuvant does keep that micron size higher, which increases the driftable fine portion of these applications. The interesting part of the Arkansas study they also did was they looked at deposition through the canopy. So as you look across this, the blue line is the bottom of the canopy, the pluses are the middle, and the T's are the top, or the X's. And the two things I want to point out very simply is that is when you have a foliar nitrogen as the 2-gallon rate carrier, you are equal to deposition or depth of the canopy as you are at 5 gallons with crop oil. When you introduce water, you do lower the amount penetrating the canopy. Part of that is evaporation, because typically these foliar nitrogens have some type of resin property to them that slows evaporation. not much different than what crop oil does when it's mixed with water. But in addition, as we talked earlier, it does affect droplet size. Now, the interesting thing about this study was they also collected yield. And when they collected yield, true enough, they found the same thing that Syngenta had found, is that when that foliar nitrogen was applied with the pesticide, they ended up with significantly higher yields. As the foliar nitrogen was decreased in rate or decreased in quantity, yields dropped down to being equal to those with water or just water with an adjuvant. At the University of Illinois, we work with their ag engineering department who does their aerial fly-ins for a calibration of the aerial applicators. This is the methods that they use for their study and the information for the day. So we had relatively warm conditions, 43% humidity. We're using flat fan nozzles of 30 degree angle, spraying at 115 miles per hour, 2 gallon spray volume. Now here they use cards, water sensitive paper. And so as you look at these, the outermost left is the left hand of the boom. The middle is where the plane centered, and the right is the right-hand part of the boom. So you're looking at the spray pattern of the plane as it's flying across water-sensitive papers. At water alone, they spray 2 gallons, which worked to be an equivalent of a 1.2 gallon per acre rate. This is part of the analysis that they do with these cards, is basically trying to relate it to something, to a ground rig application. So water alone sprayed at 2 gallons out of an airplane is equivalent to a 1.2 gallon hitting the actual leaf surface. Covered 2.9% of the area of the water-sensitive paper. When we added that HSOC, in this case Sidewinder, to it, the coverage went up to 3.8, and we increased a 9.5% coverage area. When we introduce the foliar nitrogen and you start seeing how the coverage is increasing on the water sensitive paper, we're up to 4.8 and we're covering 11%, four times water alone. And with foliar nitrogen as the sole carrier, we're up to seven times the coverage versus water alone and the equivalent of 7.6 gallons per acre. So there's a visual comparison across the treatments. And then there is the equivalent gallons per acre as you introduce first the HSOC, then a half mix of foliar nitrogen to a full mix of foliar nitrogen. In Nebraska, much the same deal. Water at 2 gallons versus water at 5 gallons on percent coverage. We were increased about 40% with a 5 gallon rate, which is more cost prohibitive for an aerial applicator to spray. Coron alone, though, jumped that to 24, and then water plus coron actually wasn't statistically different between the two. For deposition, again, the same type of scenario. The adjuvant gets you one piece, foliar nitrogen gets you a second piece as far as deposition and coverage. And again, a different adjuvant, in this case aerodynamic, same type of scenario. Lastly, in Michigan, Michigan Department of Ag was very curious into knowing not just Helena's stuff, but how other people's things fit into this. Are they all the same? Are they different? And then secondly, there were questions about driftable fines, which mirrored the Arkansas study, so we won't go into that. But you can see here that, first off, when you look at a competitive foliar nitrogen product versus the one that we've been doing all the testing on, there is a difference in how it acts. So these foliar nitrogens are not all created equal. Secondly, when you look at the adjuvant piece, there is a lot of similarity between the adjuvants, as long as they're high quality adjuvants and they're designed for aerial applications. So we do know that the foliar nitrogens do vary in efficacy, both agronomically and depositionally. And we know that those adjuvants, if they're designed appropriately, do perform similarly. And then lastly, we do have seen that with foliar nitrogen, you can equivalent 5 gallons at 2 gallons. Foliar nitrogen does tend to produce higher agronomic yields and does not impact driftable fines, and in fact can decrease driftable fines and increase penetration through the canopy. Thank you very much.